No, 2 weeks ago was the music festival. What's that they call it here? Singing festival.
Paar nädalat tagasi toimus laulupidu.
Wow. I don't know. I was. It makes you cry. I don't know. I don't understand the words of the song, but it's amazing. It's amazing.
Ma ei saanud laulusõnadest aru, aga sajas nutma. Imeline.
Now I could say that Estonia is indeed a singing nation. It's amazing. I don't know. You cannot see that anywhere in the world. Only in Estonia. It's beautiful.
Eestlased on tõesti laulurahvas ja midagi taolist mujal ei näe.
Wow, people sing here. Everybody, not everybody. Most people sing.
Enamus inimesi laulavad siin.
Now today, I'm very happy that a lot of my friends are here.
Mul on hea meel, et täna paljud mu sõbrad on siin.
And I didn't tell them that I'm going to mention their names, but I will.
Ma ei olnud neile ette, ma nende nimesid mainin, aga...
Ian is here, so he's from the Philippines.
Ian Filipiinidelt.
And Mimi from the Philippines.
Mimi Filipiinidelt.
She works with Anne.
Ta on Anne töökaaslane.
Of course, you know her, Kaya's daughter, yeah, okay. And Eugene as well, of course, and Brandy.
Eugenia Brandy.
And there's one Filipina at the back as well, my friend.
Üks sõber on veel seal taga.
With her husband, so welcome, thanks for coming. And also to welcome everyone who's not Filipino too, you're very welcome as well, of course.
Ka kõik mitte filipiinlased on tere tulnud.
Now let's proceed. Okay, I have a question for you. Why did God call fishermen to follow him, not shepherds?
Mul on teile küsimus, miks palus Jumal, et talle järgneksid kalamehed ja mitte karjased?
Anyone?
Keegi tahab vastata?
I will give you a price.
Ma annan teile auhinna.
I'll give you a... How much money we have, Hannah?
Rahalise auhinna.
I'll give you 1 euro. Why did God call fishermen, not shepherds?
Miks kutsus Jumal kalamehed ja mitte karjased jüngriteks?
Now to me it would... Okay, someone's hand is raised up there. Mm-hmm. Can you translate for me, please?
Yes.
Oh, that's a very, very good answer. But I'm not gonna give my 1 euro. Okay, yes. You need to fry them. No, I'm joking. Yes. Okay. All right. There are very just this little boy right here. Hello. Yes.
To get fish.
I love that. Of all the answers, I like your answer.
This one here was this.
Last one at the back. Yes, ma'am?
I think you wanted to make an issue of fishing for men.
Uh-huh.
So we used the fishermen.
He used the fishermen because
this is inimesi püüda.
Because we used to fish for men. Okay? All right. Those are very, very good answers. But for me, it would be more logical if God used shepherds, because in the Bible we can see everywhere that we are shepherds, we are the sheep, and he is the shepherd.
Minu meest oleks loogilisem, et Jumal kutsub karjaseid, sest kõik paralleelid räägivad sest, et Jumal on karjane ja meie oleme lambad.
Now in John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17, I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to pick some of the words there. It says, feed my sheep, take care of my sheep.
Johannese 20. peatükis salmides 15-17 on mainitud seda, et öeldakse, et kanna hoolt mu tallekest eest sööda mu tallekesi.
Now, do you have fishermen? Do you have shepherds in Estonia?
Yeah, kas Eestis on karjaseid?
Of course, you do? Yeah, a lot of them?
Kas need on palju?
I can see Charlie nodding your head, yeah? Okay. Okay, you've been in Estonia for a long time, so I'll take that as a yes. All right. Now, remember, I would like you to remember, it was to the shepherds that the angels appeared and told them that Jesus will be born in a manger. To the shepherds.
Inglid ilmusid karjastele ja ütlesid, et sõimes sünnib lapsuke.
Now, Jesus picked David Who is a humble, lowly shepherd to be the king?
Jeesus valis Taaveti, kes oli väike karjane, et temast saaks kuningas.
Now when he was still on earth, when Jesus was still on earth, he didn't refer himself as a fisherman. He referred himself as a shepherd.
Jeesus ei viidanud endale kui kalamehele, vaid kui karjasele.
Now, when I was young, my father was assigned in a very tiny village in the Philippines.
Kui ma olin väike, siis minu isa töötas ühes väikeses Filipiini külas.
In fact, it's a fishing town.
See on kalameeste linn.
And so every day my neighbors are fishermen, the other side they're all fishermen, and they have these wooden boats, you know, for fishing.
Me ümber elasid kalurid ja neil kõigil olid puust kalapaadid.
And sometimes when I was young, my father and I would go out with this fisherman to fish.
Ja teinekord läksime me isaga koos kaluritega kaasa.
And so I saw how they work, I saw how they catch fish. It wasn't very easy.
Ma nägin, kuidas nad kala püüdsid, see ei olnud väga kerge.
Now do you remember that in the olden times, like Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and Moses, they were all shepherds.
Kas teil on veel meeles, et Abraham, Isaac, Jaakob ja Mooses, nad olid ka kõik karjased?
Now I could understand that shepherds could be great leaders.
Karjased võivad olla suured juhid.
Then why God chose fishermen?
Aga miks valis Jumal kalamehed?
Now listen to this. Not one of the 12 disciples I know of were shepherds.
Minu teada polnud ükski 12 jüngerist karjane.
Not one of them.
Mitte ükski.
They were all fishermen.
Nad olid kõik kalamehed.
Now today let's talk about why God chose fishermen instead of shepherds.
Miks valis siis Jumal kalurid ja mitte karjased?
I have nothing against shepherds. I love them.
Mul pole karjaste vastu midagi.
In fact, when we were in New Zealand, Hannah and I saw how the shepherd works.
Kui me Hannaga elasime Uus-Meremaal, siis me nägime karjuste tööd.
They wake up around 2 a.m. in the morning and then they will go to the sheepfold. There were like 1,000 sheep, but only one Filipino shepherd.
Karjased ärkasid kella 2 öösel üles, et minna oma 1000-pealise karja juurde ja karjuseid oli ainult üks.
Now, that's the reason why I said Filipino. I'm not trying to promote my nationality, but in New Zealand, 80% of the shepherds are Filipinos from the Philippines.
Ja 80% karjastest Uus-Meremaal on Filipiinidelt pärit.
I don't know what happened to New Zealanders. Maybe they're a bit lazy to... No, not lazy. Let's find another word. Lazy, probably. to do the dirt, it's a hard work.
Tegu on raske tööga ja Uus-Meremaalased on võib-olla ise liiga laisad selle jaoks.
And so the Filipino said, well, if you don't know your work, we will do our work. We will do your work.
Ja Filipiinlased ütlesid, kui teie ei taha seda teha, teeme teie eest ära.
So they wake up early in the morning, try to gather all 1,000 sheep, a lot of them, just one shepherd.
Üks karjus ärkab siis keset ööd üles, et kogu kari kokku ajada.
But God still called fishermen.
Aga Jumal kutsus siiski kalamehed.
Now let's study what the characteristics of a fisherman.
Millised on aga kalamehed?
The first reason is to fulfill prophecy. That's what the Bible said. That's what Jesus said.
Esiteks tuli täita profeti kuulutus.
Now in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, it says in English, but now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. That's what the little boy, what's the name of the boy? What's your name again? Sebastian. Oh, that's a very beautiful name. To catch fish.
Jeremia 16:16 öeldakse, et vaata, ma läkitan paljude kalameeste järele, ütleb Jehova, et nad püüaksid neid.
Now, and Ezekiel, you don't have to open it. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 10. The Bible said, fishermen will stand along the shore. The fish will be of many kinds like the sand of the great sea. There's a lot of fish out there.
Ja Hesekeli 47:10 on jällegi öeldud, et kalamehed seisavad rannal ja seal on igasuguseid kalu, nagu suure mere kalu, väga palju.
Sometimes if my voice is a bit too loud, please tell me, you know, because sometimes I turn to my Filipino side and I speak of it very loud. remind me to be in the Estonian side all the time, okay?
Meenutage, et ma räägiks nagu eestlane vaiksemalt, et ma teinekord kipun karjuma siin.
Because when I'm excited, I, you know, I change my face, it, you know, it's like a bear or something.
Kui ma olen elevil, siis ma olen nagu karu.
I didn't understand. Oh, you like my bear face? Okay. Amen. Amen. The second reason is to quickly grow the church.
Teine põhjus oli see, et kirik pidi kiiresti kasvama.
I'm not saying, Charlie, that the shepherds cannot grow a church. It's not what I'm saying.
Ma ei taha öelda, et karjased ei suuda kogudust kasvatada.
But listen to this. I grew up in a fishing village. This is what fishermen do.
Aga ma kasvasin ühes kalameeste keskel ja seda nad teevad.
Shepherds first, usually, when they go to a sheepfold or they are employed as shepherds, there is already an existing flock of sheep.
Karjased lähevad sinna, kus juba karj on olemas.
Are you following me?
Saad aru?
Fishermen go out every morning with an empty boat.
Kalurid lähevad aga igal hommikul tühja paadiga välja.
Okay, are we on the same side here? Okay, are you? Okay, they go out every day with an empty boat. Now in the Philippines during that time, even today, if they don't catch fish, their family will starve.
Ja see on ka tänasel päeval nii Filipiinidele, kui kalamehed ei püüa mitte midagi, siis nende pere nälgib.
Now fishermen, no matter what the weather is, it could be winter in the Philippines. It could be stormy, it could be dark, whatever it is, fishermen has to go out to catch fish to feed the family.
Selleks, et toit oma peret peab kalamees minema välja ükskõik mis ilmaga, olgu või tormine või pime.
And no matter what the weather is, they're not scared. They have to go to feed the family to survive.
Kalamehed selleks, et ellu jääda ja peret toita, peavad välja minema ja nad ei karda.
And these people are brave, persistent, and they're not scared. They will go out there and catch every fish they see.
Nad on järjekindlad ja püüavad iga kala, mis nad näevad kinni.
That's the second reason why God chose fishermen, and God said, we are to be fishermen.
Ja see on teine põhjus, miks Jumal kutsus kalamehed ja ütles, et me peame püüdma inimesi.
Now let me ask you a personal question. Please don't be offended about this.
Ma küsiksin isikliku küsimuse, loodan, et ei solva teid.
We are all fishermen, the Bible said.
Piibli kohaselt oleme kõik kalurid.
Are we doing our roles as fishermen? Are we catching fish out there?
Kas me täidame oma rolli ja püüame kalu?
Or we just let this fish pass by us and we just ignore them?
Või me lihtsalt ignoreerime kalu ja laseme neil mööda minna?
Are we?
Kas me teeme oma tööd?
Fishermen, in my hometown that time, long time ago, we depend on fish.
Kalamehed sõltuvad kaladest.
And every time they will come back with a catch of fish, it seems that the whole town is alive. Because even though I was young, I was 10 years old, I will go with my bicycle. I was so happy to see fish because I could eat fish.
Ja kui kalurid tagasi tulid kaladega, siis just kui terve linn kogunes, et näha, mida püüti, mina ka 10-aastasena läksin jalgrattaga vaatama kohe.
Now the church depends on us.
Kogudus sõltub meist.
Without us going fishing, the church will die.
Kui me ei kalasta, siis kogudus sureb välja.
Now there was a story, this is a funny story. I like to smile and you know, this is a funny story about a man who was very sick.
On üks naljakas lugu ühest väga haigest mehest.
And so he was so sick that he was admitted in the hospital for weeks.
Ta oli nii haige, et ta pidi nädalaid haiglas veetma.
So he's got tubes all over his body and the nose and everything, I don't know these things, that he breathed through the machine.
Tema kehakülge olid erinevad torud kinnitatud ja ta hingas ka masina abil.
Again, it's a funny story. Please don't cry. You know, it's a funny story. It's supposed to be funny. And so so they invited the pastor to come, you know, hoping that the pastor could do a miracle and make this man alive again.
Kohale kutsuti pastor, et ta võib-olla suudaks selle mehe tervendada.
And so the pastor came and, you know, went into the room. All the people were here, there, the parents and the friends gathered around.
Pastor läks haige juurde, perekond ja sõbrad olid kõik seal.
And so the man, the sick man, called the pastor because he couldn't speak.
Haige mees kutsus pastori enda juurde käe viipega.
Can you pray for me?
Kas sa saad minu pärast palvetada?
And so the pastor stepped beside on the side of the man.
Ja pastor astus selle mehe kõrvale.
And started to pray.
Ja hakkas palvetama.
While the pastor was praying, he could hear some whispering, you know, whispering to him.
Pastor palvetas, aga ta kuulis, et keegi sosistab.
So he opened his eyes, one eye. What's going on? But he was still praying.
Ta palvetas edasi, aga tegi ühe silma lahti.
And the man who was sick was trying to give me a pen or a piece of paper.
Haige mees tahtis saada tükikest paperit ja pastakat.
And so while the pastor was praying, he gave the man a piece of paper and a pen and he continued to pray.
Pastor palvetas edasi ja kandis talle paperi ja pastaka.
And the sick man was busy writing very quickly on the piece of paper and give it to the pastor.
Haige mees kirjutas paperile, andis selle pastori kätte.
And so the pastor grabbed the piece of paper and put it in his pocket and continued the prayer, a long one.
Pastor pani selle lipiku taskusse ja pidas oma pikka palvet edasi.
And when he said amen, the man died.
Kui ta saamen, siis mees suri.
It's not a true story, okay? Just relax.
See pole tõsi lugu.
And so anyway, after a week, it was time for the funeral.
Nädala pärast toimusid matused.
And so the pastor went there and all the people were there crying. And the pastor, oh, I remember that before he died, he gave me a piece of paper.
Ja matustel, kui kõik nutsid, tuli pastoril meelde, et ta sai kirjakesi sellelt mehelt.
And I think it's time for me to read what he said.
Ja ta mõtles, et nüüd peaks läbi lugema selle.
And when he opened the piece of paper, he was very surprised because there were only, I think, 3 or 4 words there written on the piece of paper.
Paperi lehel olid vaid mõned sõnad.
It says, hey, you're stepping on my oxygen tube.
Ja kirjas oli, et sa seisad minu hapniku juhtme peal.
It may be a silly story, but instead, the reason why the pastor was there, because the family hoped that the man will survive.
See on võibolla tobe lugu, aga miks pastor kutsuti, oli sellepärast, et loodati, et mees jääb ellu.
But the pastor killed him instead.
Aga see pastor hoopis tappis ta.
Now, we may laugh at this as long as we want, but the point of the story is, as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, people depended on us for the eternal life that they not know nothing about.
Asi on selles, et meie kui meist kui seitsmenda päeva adventistidest sõltuvad inimesed, kes ei tea Jumalast midagi.
Now my question to you is in your workplace, in the gym, in the bus, in the tram, wherever you go, are you giving life to people you meet?
Kas oma töökohas, bussis, trammis, jõusaalis inimestega kohtudes annate te neile elu?
Now there's one I've got a friend in Australia. He works in the office, but then I heard from someone that when she's not around, the office is alive.
Mul on Austraalias üks sõber, kes töötab kontoris ja ma kuulsin tema kohta, et kui teda tööl ei ole, siis kontoris on väga elav õhkond.
But when she's around, it seems that everybody is dead because they don't like her.
Ja kui tema läheb tööle, siis kõik on vaiksed, sest ta ei meeldi kellelegi.
Now the Bible said that we are the salt of the earth and we're supposed to be give flavor and joy and happiness and life to the people wherever we go.
Piibel ütleb, et meie oleme maa sool ja kuhu iganes me ka ei läheks, peaksime me tooma esile maitsed ja tooma rõõmu.
The third reason is in involvement.
Kolmas põhjus on seotus.
Fishermen like to get involved.
Kalameestele meeldib ennast asjadega siduda.
All the time. Now, there's a saying here, Paul Harvey. He said, too many Christians today are no longer fishers of men, but keepers of the aquarium. Are you? Okay.
Paul Harvey on öelnud, et liiga palju kristlased pole täna enam mitte kalamehed, vaid nad kannavad hoolt akvaariumi eest.
Are you following me?
Kas te saate aru?
Yes. People today are, instead of just fishing, they just watch the aquarium. Wow, look at the fish, it's beautiful.
Selle asemele kalastada vaadatakse akvaariumi, öeldakse, et vaadake kalu, nii ilusad.
They're just happy to let someone catch the fish and put it in the aquarium, but they themselves won't catch it.
Inimestel on hea meel, kui keegi teine püüab kalad, aga nad ise ei taha seda teha.
Now, according to a saying, if people don't evangelize, we will fossilize.
Kui me ei evangeliseeri, siis me muutume fossiilideks, on üks ütlus.
Now let's go to the fourth one.
Neljas põhjus.
Fellowship.
Osadus.
Have you met a fisherman before?
Kas te olete kalureid kohanud?
Who are fishermen here?
Kas keegi teist on kalur?
Shepherds?
Karjasid.
Okay, none. Okay, it's okay. No, we'll continue. I'll continue the sermon anyway.
Jätkame siiski.
Fellowship. Now, shepherds usually leave by themselves.
Karjased elavad tavaliselt üksinda.
Trust me, I was there.
Ma olen seda ise kogenud.
And fishermen live together as a family. I mean, they like to talk. They like barbers, you know. They cut hairs. They like to talk and they share their fish. I was there by, I was a child. I was listening to the stories.
Aga kalamehed elavad tavaliselt koos suurte peredega ja neile meeldib väga rääkida.
And fishermen are very, very sociable people. They like to chat, chit-chat, you know, all the time.
Kalamehed on väga sotsiaalsed ja räägiks kogu aeg.
I was as a 10-year-old boy, I was there listening, holding my money because I'm going to buy a kilo of fish. And they will tell how they met a shark, how they met a big whale. And I was like, people will gather around because they like to talk.
Ja mina väikse 10-aastase poisikesena kuulesin ka nende lugusid, kui ma tahtsin kala osta sellest, kuidas nad olid vaalasid või haisid kohanud ja neile meeldib rääkida.
And God needs people like that.
Ja Jumal vajab just selliseid inimesi.
That's why he called fishermen because they're happy to share what they know.
Sellepärast kutsus Jumal kalamehed, sest need tahavad jagada,
now,
mida neil on.
In Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20.
Matteuse 28:19-20.
It says there, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Minge siis ja tehke jüngriteks kõik rahvad neid ristides isa ja poja ja püha vaimu nimesse.
Let's go to the fifth one.
Viies põhjus.
I want to appeal today to everybody. God wants us, all of us, to be fishers of men.
Ma tahan teile teha üleskutse. Jumal tahab, et me oleksime kõik kalurid.
People say I cannot sing, I cannot preach, or I'm a bit shy. The Bible didn't say that God calls only those who can speak.
Võib-olla te nüüd ütlete, et ma ei oska rääkida või laulda või ma olen väga häbelik, aga Jumal ole kutsunud ainult neid, kes oskavad rääkida hästi.
When God said, go out and fish for man, God is talking to each and every one of us here.
Kui Jumal ütles, et minge saage inimeste püüdjateks, siis ta rääkis meie kõigiga siin.
Now, I always say that we need to be a missionary. But people say, oh, no, I don't travel. I cannot go to another country to be a missionary. No, you don't have to travel to another country to be called a missionary.
Öeldakse, et me peaksime olema missionärid, kuid siis tihti tuuakse vabandused, et ma ei saa minna välismaale, kuid me ei pea minema välismaale, et olla missionärid.
Now, I work in the office, so maybe I'm a bus driver, or maybe I'm just, whatever, I'm a taxi driver. No, you are a missionary to your workmates, you're a missionary to your passengers if you're a taxi driver, you're a missionary to your classmates if you're a student. You are a fisherman.
Võibolla te töötate kontoris või taksojuhina või käite koolis, igal töökohal või kohas, kus te oletegi see kalur.
In John 17:18.
Johannese 17:18.
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And so God sent us to this world just not for nothing. God sent us here for a reason. You are a fisherman to your neighbor. Wherever you are a fisherman, so you need to catch a fish.
Otsa, kui sina oled mind läkitanud maailma, nõnda minagi olen nad läkitanud maailma. Et Jumal läkitab meid põhjusega.
Now listen to this. When I was young, my father was a pastor. Even he just retired. And I was a bit scared when I stand in front all the time. I sometimes cry. I don't know why, because I was just scared. I just got scared, stage fright.
Kui ma olin väiksem, siis mu isa töötas pastorina ja iga kord, kui ma pidin lavale minema, ma olin väga hirmunud ja nutsin.
No, I never thought that I could be a minister or a pastor or, you know, whatever, as a missionary, because I was scared.
Ma kartsin laval seismist ja ma ei arvanud, et minust võiks saada pastor.
But when I reached high school, that's when I started to sort of get my confidence in this verse that that my father always shared to me.
Aga vanemaks saades muutusin ma veidi enesekindlemaks.
It's for you too, who are a bit shy to share the truth to others. This verse is very good for everyone.
See salm käib kõigi nende inimeste kohta ka, kes võib-olla on häbelikumad.
Some people say I don't know what to say. I'm scared if I meet people. I don't know what to say. I'm not very good at it.
Mõned inimesed ütlevad, et ma ei tea, millest rääkida, kui ma teistega kohtun, ma ei ole väga hea rääkimises.
Now listen to this in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Aga apostlite teod 1:8 ütleb.
Listen. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Aga te saate püha vaimu väe, kes tuleb teie peale ja peate olema minu tunnistajad Jerusalemas ja kõigel Juuda ja Samaria maal ja maailma otsani.
And there's one verse also that says that when you are there at the moment, the Holy Spirit will put the words in your mouth what to say.
Lisaks on öeldud seda, et vajadusel paneb püha vaim õiged sõnad suhu.
Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to leave you with these words. Let us be fishers of men.
Vennad ja õed, ma tahaksin teile jätta selle mõte, et olgem inimeste püüdjad.